So let's review. The Gemara continues exploring the halachas of Yud. The pasuk says, "Ve'im levno yodena," the master may also marry her off to his son. The Gemara inquires, "Ma'ar shemiyad adam lebnoi katan? Can Yid be performed by the master's minor son?" Benoy amar Rachmana, benoy kaldehu. Does the term benoy include a son of any age? Idilma benoy dumididei. Mahu gadlah benoy gadl, or only an adult son similar to the master. As part of this discussion, the Gemara points out that although generally ein ish is the katan, a minor cannot affect kedushin because the pasuk says kikach ish isha. The word ish excludes a minor. However, yesh ishus lekatan, a minor can have a marriage midderaisa in the case of yavim ben tesha shana biyamechad abal yivimtei. And as Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechtas Nida, ben tesha shabal yivimtei kana, a 9-year-old boy can perform yibum because biyasei biya and yibum does not require das. The question remains, however, whether he can perform yiyud. And the Gemara cites a price that addresses this question. Ein yiyud ela begadol, only an adult man can perform yiyud, because ein yiyud ela medas, yiyud requires das didei, an intentional act by him. Ultimately, the Gemara explains that ein yiyud ela medas refers to das dida, as the Brisa says, asher lo ya'ada melam shetzarach liya'ada, and as Rashi explains, loshen ya'ada lemidrashe loshen deya. He must inform her about the yud because we require her das as well. The Gemara then wants to prove from a braisa that whether we need das dida is actually machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisrael Behuda. Turn Rabbanan. Ketzad mitzvahs yud. Oymel b'fnei shnayim haret miyuedisli, haret mikudeshesli, haret murasesli. Yud is carried out by her master making one of these declarations. Afilu b'seif sheish, afilu samach l'shkei sachama. At any time before her term expires, and he then treats her like a wife and not like a servant. Although the time left to her servitude is not worth a pruta, the yud is effective because the chacham hold mois harishainos the kedushin nitnu. He marries her by using the original purchase money, and so as Rashi explains, as long as he performed the yud before the term expired, it takes effect retroactively from the time of the sale. If so, we do not require das dida, because we have the father's consent from the time of the sale. However, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds emias shohus bayoyim kidei lasis amay shabbat pruta mikudeshes v'mlav einim mikudeshes. He can only perform yud if the time left to our servitude is worth a pruta, because Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds mois harishonis lav likedushin nitnu. He does not marry her with the original purchase money, but with pruta shel leha, the value of her remaining service. This is derived from the pasuk asher lo ya'ada behefta, indicating, as Rashi explains, en yi'ida ela b'mokim pediya, yud can only be performed when there is the possibility of her redeeming herself. Therefore, since the yud is taking effect now, we do require das dida now, because the father's consent at the time of the sale does not suffice. However, the Gemara suggests, perhaps, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda agrees that mois rishayin is likidushin nitno. He does marry her with the original money. However, Shani Hacha, the Amrachman of Hafta. The Pasuk specifically requires that the Yid be performed while there is still a remaining value of a Pruta to her term, which allows for redemption. And similarly, Shani Hacha, the Amrachman of Yada, the Pasuk specifically requires Das Dida for Yid. The Brisa illustrates another aspect of their Machlaikis. Hamaycher es bitoy bahalach v'kitcha la'achar. Sichik ba'adon mugadeshes l'sheini dir b'yisi b'yehuda. If someone marries off his daughter while she is serving as an Amma, the kedushin is effective, and the master cannot perform yud later, because Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds mois rishonis lav lekedushin nitnu, and yud only takes effect at the time of yud, and in this case, the kedushin preceded. The master can perform yud, because the chacham hold mois rishonis lekedushin nitnu, and the subsequent yud is effective retroactively, and would therefore precede the other's kedushin. The Gemara infers several other halachas from Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Generally, the father has the authority of Kedusha Ketana. However, Ema Adam Labita Ketana, Tzi'ive Kibla Kedushayich, a father can grant his daughter the power to accept Kedushin on her own, because it's similar to when her father sells her. He effectively grants her permission to later accept a proposal of Yud. Similarly, HaMekadosh B'milva Sheyesh La Mashkin Mekudeshes, a man can effect kedushin by waiving a loan the woman owes him if there is collateral attached, because it's similar to yud. Hai halvahi, v'higufa mashkinhi. The remaining value of a term is essentially a loan. and the Amavri herself is the collateral, and yet the Yud is valid. The Gemara discusses a sale that precludes the possibility of Yud. A stipulation preventing the possibility of Yud is effective. The stipulation is not effective, and the master retains the right to perform Yud. Because it directly contravenes a Torah law. The Gemara asks that we find the Reb Meir also agrees with this principle in the following Braisa. A stipulation curtailing a husband's obligation to provide for his wife's needs is not effective because it contravenes the Torah's laws. The condition is effective regarding his financial obligations. The Gemara answers that the case of Yud is an exception because the Torah explicitly allows for such a stipulation. The pasuk says, she can be sold solely as a maidservant. The Gemara goes on to explain that the Chacham who hold that amanasha loy liyai tnai batal derived from la'ama pa'amim she'ina meichar ela la'ama bulvad melamet she'meichar lepsulam. For example, mamzer v'nasin, he can sell her to someone she's forbidden to marry, but there's still a possibility of yud, because as Rashi explains, the condition tafs mechiv alav. Whereas Reb Meir derives meichar lepsulam from imra be'ina adeneha she'ra'a b'nisu eha. However, in Meichel Ekraivim, he cannot sell it to relatives because Yud is then impossible because she in condition Teisiba, condition with an Erva, is ineffective. Rabbi Eliezer likewise derives Meichel Ebsulim from Imra Be'in Adina, Shara Be'nisu El. However, he derives from La'ama, Melamet Shemeichel Ekraivim. He can sell her to relatives even though Yud is not possible. Let's summarize the Machloikis. According to the Chachamim, Amenashul Eliyayid Tanoi Batal, Meichel Ebsulim, a meichel ekraivim. According to Reb Meir, amanash loy liyayid tnoi kayim, meichel epsulim, a meichel ekraivim. According to Reb Eliezer, amanash loy liyayid tnoi batal, meichel epsulim, meichel ekraivim.